If your mortgage rate is higher than 2.75%, you could be overpaying by thousands of dollars.
Now's the time to shave points off your existing mortgage. This is Bob Ellman of Golden Oak Lending. Do you know your current rate? If you're still in the fours, you need to call Golden Oak now.
At Golden Oak Lending, we have fixed mortgage rates at 2.75%. Call 314-567-GOLD.
With rates this low, it's important to refinance, and you pay nothing out of pocket.
We'll get you closed in 30 days. We can originate FHA and VA loans, and some programs don't even require an appraisal. So what are you waiting for? Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.573, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-700-5085 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa in a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind. Participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa, and now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle, but act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one per household. Again, if you are over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa. Call 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085.
This is Scott Sherman. I call Night Court the legal affairs show for everyone because each week we analyze the law in a way that is both relevant and accessible. Oh, and we make fun of stuff, too.
Night Court, Saturday nights at 7 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. As an 1872 Mizzou grad.
Mark, it's 1972.
Oh, yeah. We're proud to sponsor Mizzou football.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Swimming.
Oh, yeah.
So get loose.
Good combo.
Up. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 18th. Getting ahead of myself. September 18th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union, where you have an opportunity to win a 60-quart Missouri Tigers tailgate cooler. Yes, you could use the cooler for things other than tailgating. It is a cooler, but a perfect tailgate cooler. And there are going to be a lot of them given away, one at each branch, and then a grand prize. We'll talk more about that, tell you how you can get registered, plus some other stuff. And the joke, it's called the Playhouse, and it's here.
Hey!
Now, after a round of introductions, our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors.
And I got to tell you, Nichols. I got an email from a listener who had a meeting with Jason Becker and told them in the meeting they were there because they sponsored you.
Oh.
And they are now new clients.
That is terrific.
Mark and Jason.
That is very good to hear.
Special.
And if you are also concerned about the future. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
If you are also concerned about the future of your investments, perhaps now is the time to consider
a
fresh perspective.
You know what? Nice twist.
You like that?
Perhaps now.
For their phone number and more, you can go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
What a Wood Report. I don't know what else to say. What a Wood Report last hour. If you missed it, too bad. Tina Dalpiez, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody, and happy birthday to Victoria Babu.
What is she, 40?
I'm not sure. 40?
I doubt that she's 40.
She looks great.
Yeah, I'm going to guess 38, maybe 40. Happy birthday, Victoria. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser man. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Phoebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
25 is silver. 50 is gold.
What?
That boy says 40. About? That's your what birthday?
Cheese.
Your cheese birthday.
Oh.
You know, every year has
nice.
A...
Every year.
I didn't know that.
Rat Boy's cheeseburger.
That's right. If you like polka, if you love polka, you gotta love these guys. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah!
I want to thank whoever it was earlier at the dentist's office, Ballast Dental Care, this morning, and when I heard two people talking and one telling the other one what a great place First Community Credit Union was to bank. It had nothing to do with the show. They were just two people. I don't know if it was a patient talking to a hygienist or the other way around or a dentist. It's just good to sit somewhere and hear. It kind of like if you were somewhere at dinner and if two tables over, you heard people saying, oh, you got to listen to 550. And, you know, they don't know you're there and you're just overhearing something that makes you feel good. That's how I felt about hearing somebody recommend First Community Credit Union. Now, if you will take an auto loan at First Community Credit Union and close on an auto loan. Now, this could be a car you've just bought or you could already have a car loan, change it. You're not, married to whoever it is you're making those payments to, because if the rate is lower at First Community Credit Union, and there's a very good chance it could be, move it over. And if you do that, you're automatically entered into a drawing for a 60-quart Missouri Tigers tailgate cooler. Now, there'll be 28 coolers, each one filled with goodies. The goodies part is a surprise. I don't know what that is. You'll find out when you get the cooler. But there'll be 28 because that's how many branches there are. And then there's a grand prize winner who's going to be selected from all the closed auto loans. That winner will get the grand prize of the Missouri cooler and two tickets to the final Mizzou game against Syracuse November 17th. So get in to any First Community Credit Union branch. Get registered and good luck winning that cooler. I also heard... I can never think of the guy's name who's on before us. It's not Jayco. It's another guy.
It was Harris.
Paul Harris. 2 days ago, no, it's the guy he's sitting in for.
Oh,
I'll think of it later.
Martin.
2 days ago, he said he just heard accidentally the yard sale, and he'd never heard it before.
Yeah.
And he was going on and on about what a great show. Well, thank you, Marvin. It is a great show. And
Martin,
sponsored,
I think.
Martin Kilroy.
Okay. Sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union, the only sponsor, which means... very few interruptions for an hour, one every 15 minutes. And that's when you hear from the people that make that show possible every Saturday morning, First Community Credit Union. You want to know more and get the details on the drawing for the cooler? It's at firstcommunity.com. I am a little bit uneasy and nervous, and I'll tell you why. When... the boss of a place, when the person who's in charge summons you to a meeting, but it's not really a meeting, it's a fun sort of event, it makes me suspicious. I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Mike Dorsey, who runs this place.
Mark
Dorsey.
We have no, what's his name?
Mark.
We have no real relationship. We don't hang out together. And then he asked me if this Friday I would like to go and play nine holes of golf with him.
What?
Now, there's something funny. This is the kind of thing, you know, on those gangster movies where they invite a guy to dinner, then they whack him, kill him. Or they say, you're going to be a made man. And then when he gets there, he gets shot in the head.
Joe Pesci and the Goodfellas.
Yeah. Something bad is going to happen Friday. Now, I don't know if I'm getting fired, but the boss just doesn't ask you out of the clear blue, hey, let's go play golf. There's something funny here.
Yeah, I'd be leery.
Yeah, but if you're going to get in trouble, I don't think I'd take you golfing because then you're stuck with you the whole rest of the day.
Well, you do.
Well, what he'll probably do, yeah, exactly. The ninth hole, just as you're wrapping it up. Hey, a great time. Thanks a lot. Oh, by the way, you're fired.
You know what? They'll probably talk to somebody at the golf course, and in the actual cup of the ninth hole, they'll put
pink slip.
You're fired. Go reach in for your ball after the last putt.
You know what? That's exactly.
And they'll be taken off the cart, and you'll be standing.
Just get up there and get on the green and go, it's a gimme, I'm finished.
Yeah, I don't feel like playing a ninth hole.
There's just something very funny about this. And when he sent me an email, and it had a kind of a friendly tone to it.
Oh, boy.
It's not something right.
Oh, yeah, they're not friendly here.
Stay tuned. This is supposed to happen this Friday. If I'm not here Monday,
oh, man.
You'll know it's the equivalent of Goodfellas' made man getting whacked. And he's supposed to be going to dinner. If you've never seen Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel on HBO, you ought to watch it. Have you ever seen it? It's a great, it is a terrific show. And my son called to my attention one of the, it's not an episode, but a Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel where they spotlighted, and I forget, his name is, Smith. He's a football player, NFL football player. No. Steve Smith, I think his name. Got ALS. And I couldn't watch it. I tried to watch it. I pulled it up on the iPad, because you got that HBO Go.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can watch, and I couldn't watch it because ALS is such a hard thing to watch anybody go through. And I watched a little of it and had to hang it up. But that's a really good show. And I'm not even a Bryant Gumbel fan, but for some reason it works, that show, with him. In South Korea, and I wish Joe Hipperson were still here because he'd be all over this story. It's very common in South Korea, in fact, more than any other country, for men to wear makeup. This has become a big, big business. Almost $500 million that men spent last year on skin care and makeup in South Korea.
That's a small country.
I think Joe's makeup days may be behind him.
You think so?
Yeah.
Phase?
Yeah,
phase?
I think that phase might be
over. It's not a phase over there. They do a story here on a guy, Associated Press. His name is Cho Won Hyuk. And the reporter is interviewing him, and this guy is standing in front of his bedroom mirror, and he's putting, women do this thing where they put a little dollop of something, and they rub it into their skin. Yeah. And he's doing that, and then he's got a black eye pencil. He highlights his eyebrows and make them thicker. And it says this is not unusual in South Korea. This is a socially conservative, male-dominated country. This is a place where there's mandatory 2-year military enlistment for men. You have to serve the military. It's a kind of a macho thing, but it's become the male makeup capital of the world. And 21% of global sales in men's makeup, 21% is the men in South Korea buying men's makeup. Now, let me get to a little bit more specific. There's an airline, Korean Air. They hold once a year makeup classes for their flight attendants, for their male flight. Yeah, teach them how to wear makeup. Let me tell you something.
Like charm school.
Yeah, let me just tell you this. Oh, it's not uncommon for men in South Korea to carry a little pouch, kind of like a little makeup kit. They carry it with them everywhere they go so they can run in the bathroom and touch up their makeup. I'm going to say this now. I don't care how far this spreads around the world, you're never going to see the day when I'm carrying a compact or a makeup pouch, or I'm running in the bathroom to touch my face up or something, powder my nose. Not going to happen. There's certain things that I'll die before you see them happen. It's just not going to happen. But I remember, and I told this story before, when I had hair as a teenager, I was part of that period of time where they left the Brill cream and the VO5 and the greasy hair stuff, and guys started having the dry look. In fact, there was a, Dan, there was a spray called the dry.
Yeah, there was.
And the look was your hair was supposed to look real dry, but it was sprayed. And Consort was the hairspray for men that I used. And my dad somehow I one day discovered, and I don't know if I had come back from the store, and he saw it in a bag, and he pulled it out, and he said, "What's this?" And I said, "It's hairspray." He said, "I hope it's for your mom." And I said, "No, look at it. It says Consort for men." He said, "Well, there is no hairspray that a man should use. Are you telling me you use hairspray?" To him, this would be the equivalent of lipstick.
Yeah.
Or rouge.
Yeah, but guys used to wear Vitalis. And
yeah, but you know what was the funniest? When my dad got to be, I don't know, 65 or 70, I go over to visit him. What's in the bathroom? Consort for men.
No way.
Yes. Hairspray. Uh-oh. But hairspray for men is a little different than this stuff we're talking about. I don't think that's going to catch on here with most guys. This is, I guess, a sad story, but sometimes when people do something really stupid, you have a hard time feeling bad for them. Guy's name is Marcus Dixon, was homeless as a teenager, was in a motorcycle accident as a kid that almost killed him, and then he did a 180. He changed his life. Family adopted him at 17. He played football at West Point. And then last Thursday night, he took the magazine out of a 45 caliber Glock handgun and was going to show a friend that it was safe by putting the gun up to his temple and pulling the trigger, and it blew his brains out.
Oh. Now, why is it as the a only guy way to show is, it's yeah, safe? I don't get that.
It's not the way at all. And as a guy who's had a lot of handguns, I got to tell you something. This is maybe one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of. You don't even point a gun at somebody else, much less hold one up to your temple.
But he thought he took the ammo out?
He took the magazine out, but there was one in the chamber, and it's going to fire the one in the chamber. It's just a stupid, dumb thing to do. So obviously he's dead. Mm. You can't do that. What do we got? Oh, boy. Bruce, do you have some love music, just romantic music? This is I can't really relate to this, except I sort of can, and I can't get real specific here. At one time in my life, as a man in my 20s, there was a family member, not a close relative, but a relative sort of on that periphery of the family, like that third cousin area. And she was smoking hot, and she tried making out with me, and It's sort of like an aunt, and you feel kind of creepy, but at the same time you're going, yeah, this is hot. This is a story. It's actually one of those Dear Abby things. I'll read you the letter. My boyfriend is 17 years younger than I am. He's also my nephew. I'm 45, he's 28. And this is like real aunt, like your dad's sister. He's 28, she's 45. Says, we've always been close since his mother died, which of course is her sister, when he was 16. She was my older sister. We're both very touchy-feely people. We've always been there for each other. We kissed before in a friendly family way, but that's all it was. I've been single since my husband walked out 5 years ago. My nephew had split up with his girlfriend and had nowhere to live, so I said he could have my spare room. Yeah, this is how it starts. We often went for a drink together, and one evening I told him I felt old and unattractive. Oh, this is so beautiful. Man. He said, no, you look good. A couple of evenings later, he said that I looked stunning. And we cuddled. And I said, if you weren't my nephew, I'd be all over you. Then he kissed me passionately, and I know I should have stopped right there, but my body was just lit up. Oh. we slept together that night and have done so ever since. Six months later. Still sleeping together.
What's the answer to that?
Well, the answer, of course, from the columnist is what you're doing is wrong on more than one level. There's always somebody to throw cold water on.
Debbie Downer.
Yeah. What you're doing is wrong on more than one level. First, you're breaking the law because it's illegal for an aunt to have sex with a nephew. Is it really?
I don't think
that's such a law.
It's incest, law. Right?
No, it's not.
No.
No. Look at if
it would your be, blood
it
related.
Would be my let's say my dad's sister. That's not incest.
That's blood relation, though.
No, incest is within the immediate family.
Also, it crosses all the proper boundaries within the family. You both know it's wrong, because if you didn't, you wouldn't be keeping it a secret. Got a good point there.
Incest is sexual intercourse between family members and close relatives.
Oh, close relatives.
So it is incest.
Yeah, okay. Hmm.
As long as you have the same DNA, I think.
Have you ever had that? I mean,
what,
have you ever had a family member?
No.
Not have you ever had incest. Have you ever had a family member, an older woman in the family that you kind of fantasized about? I had a couple of aunts that in the summer, they had their swimsuits on, and I started.
Really?
I had some thoughts, yeah. When I was a teenager, I had some thoughts.
No, because I've been really, really close to my aunts growing up, so no, it's almost like mothers.
Was there ever a man in your family that is a young girl you knew you shouldn't be thinking about it?
Yeah, my older cousin.
See, she's honest about it. Oh. First cousin? Did you guys do anything?
Oh, no, we never even
spoke
of
it. Anything?
I thought he was cute, and we got along.
Did he feel the same way, you think?
I don't know. We never discussed it or anything.
When I was 12 in Tennessee, this is a true story. It really is true. I was 12 and in Tennessee, and my neighbor, Danny, said, my cousin is coming in from Rome, Georgia, and she's going to be here for a week. He says she's 13 and she French kisses.
Now, this was
his first cousin, and he French kissed with her and made out with her. And he said, if you'd like to learn how to do that, she'd be glad to teach you.
Oh, did you learn?
When you're real young, you can.
I went down in the woods with her. I was 12 and she was 13. I'm going to tell you something. It was great. It was great. I don't know what it is, but that kind of that tongue thing.
Did you get a reaction?
Yes, I did. I had a reaction. Mm. And I wish I could remember her name. But this guy was pimping out his cousin for kissing lessons. Yeah.
Anything
he didn't ask everybody in the room.
No, nothing happened beyond
that. He didn't ask the person in the room that has danced with the...
Dan, that's true.
Mother and sister.
You danced with your mom and your sister.
Mm-hmm.
Was there ever any other family member that you had a strange feeling
for?
No, just your mother and your sister.
Yeah.
If a guy's honest, when you're a kid, like a teenager, there's somebody in the family, an aunt, a cousin or something, that I'm telling you, it has to be. In the whole family, there's going to be somebody that you have awkward feelings for. We have a guy named Ronald Post who shot and killed a hotel clerk in Northern Ohio almost 30 years ago. Now, the first bit of bad news here is that 30 years later, we still haven't put this guy to death. He's on death row. There's been one thing after another that's put off his execution. His weight. He says that his weight, vein access or lack of it because of his weight, scar tissue, depression, and other medical problems raised the likelihood that his executioners would encounter severe problems. He is so big that the execution gurney won't hold him. So essentially what's happening here is they keep putting off. He's not fit to be killed.
So you just keep eating so you don't get put
Thank down. You. Thank yeah, you. You know what? After reading this, himself. If I go on death row, I'm going to eat everything in sight. Because if you stay fat, they can't execute. And I checked this out. In 1994, up in Washington State, there was a federal judge that upheld the conviction of Mitchell Roop. He's a killer, but he weighed over 400 pounds. They determined, now this was a state where at the time it was still legal to hang people. So because of his weight, they thought, well, he's too big for the chair, the gurney, the whole thing. We'll hang him. And a judge stepped in and said, no, he's so heavy, if you do that, his head will pop off.
And
your point is?
Point is, they didn't hang him.
No.
So my point is, if you go to jail and you're going to death row, eat. Get as fat as you can get, because they can't find the vein and they can't hang you, and you'll just keep living, and we'll be feeding you as taxpayers for a long time. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Another of those old jokes I've been telling since I was in high school, but it still holds up. Guy goes into a bar, he sits down at the bar. He knows the bartender, he's a local. And he says, whiskey. And the bartender pours him a shot glass. He says, no, leave the bottle. Bartender says, whoa. Get some bad news or something? He says, yeah, I'll say. I just found out after all these years my brother's gay. Bartender says, oh, man, I obviously came as quite a shock to you. He says, I'll say. And he starts working on that bottle of whiskey. A couple of days later, he comes in again. He says, whiskey. Bartender puts a glass down. He says, forget the glass. Get the bottle down and leave the bottle. Bartender says, wow, now what? He says, now what? Now what? I'll tell you what. I just found out my other brother's gay. Bartender says, and I didn't have a clue about either one of them. I'll tell you, life throws you some curves. Leave the bottle. A couple of days later, same guy comes in. Whiskey. Bartender puts a glass. No glass. Leave the bottle. Bartender says, oh, my goodness. He says, doesn't anybody in your family like women? He goes, yeah, my sister.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Wiland. He has your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic. How's it going, Tim?
Well, not bad. It's just your typical afternoon rush hour. We're looking at eastbound 64 slowing 141 through Mason, McKnight through Big Bend. Baseball track traffic coming in. Westbound 64, that's heavy. Science Center through McCausland, 270 through Mason from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. A couple little heavy pockets there. Southbound 170, that's stacked up right at Delmar all the way down through Highway 64. Now, if you're traveling 270 southbound, I think we've got some stop and go traffic from a little south of Olive down to Doherty Ferry. Downtown, the eastbound 64 Bridge approach, that's heavy from Compton to, it looks like, Jefferson, and then it opens up to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Jack in the Box. The entire menu is available anytime, including all your late-night favorites like tacos, ultimate cheeseburgers, seasoned curly fries, and real ice cream shakes. Satisfy your late-night cravings and make a late-night foodie call at Jack in the Box. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Wyland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Mizzou.
Homecoming.
And you.
Talk about the perfect game.
You and a friend could be there from the Big 550. To enter, all you have to do is become a fan of our Big 550 KTRS Facebook page.
And if you're already a Big 550 fan on our Facebook page,
you're automatically entered to win two tickets to see the Tigers take on the Kentucky Wildcats in Mizzou's 101st homecoming game on October 27th.
For more, go to KTRS.com.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
If you're in the market for granite countertops, then you need to listen closely to this message. Granite Busters, St. Louis's number one local name in granite, is making it very easy to say yes. For a limited time, whenever you buy a minimum of 45 square feet of granite countertops, Granite Busters will give you a vanity top absolutely free. That's up to a $750 granite vanity top for free. Here's how it works. Choose the perfect granite slab for your kitchen. Over 120 colors and styles are on display in Granite Busters' huge 20,000 square foot double warehouse. And the prices start at just $29.99 per square foot installed. I'm talking about high quality, expert cut, 3 centimeter thick granite, not the cheap stuff. And then choose the free vanity top. It's that easy. Call Granite Busters right now at 636-282-3900 or stop in at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Upgrade your kitchen, bathroom, bar, or outdoor patio for less. With the most trusted name in the industry, Granite Busters.
Hey everybody, I'm Tom Schneider, Mayor of Florissant. Founded in 1786 with 52,000 people, we're the oldest and largest community in St. Louis County. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert and never far from the action. We've been enjoying each other, hosting fun events for 225 years. Come join the fun this summer. Our strong economic engine has created tremendous growth in stores and restaurants here. Make Florissant your next place to shop for a shirt, a car, or even your next home. Florissant parties into the fall with a Wednesday night out at Handel's Cafe with live jazz among several of our favorite historic landmarks. The best block party in the state is our fall festival on St. Francis Street from Florissant Road to the famous St. Ferdinand Shrine, with fun for the whole family, including the world-famous Bob Cuban Brass. Don't forget our famous Veterans Day Parade. Come join the fun and see for yourself why Florissant's the place we love to call home. Maybe you should, too. Visit www.florissantmo.com to learn more about the beautiful city in the Valley of Flowers.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-933-5259. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-933-5259. Again, get your free demo now, 1-800-933-5259. That's 1-800-933-5259.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
Hi, this is Mike Matheny, and I know a good thing when I see it. That's why I get my cars from St. Paul GM Country. I can find the car or truck that I want, whether it's a Cadillac, Chevy, Buick, or GMC. The deals are great, and the service is even better. That's a winning combination.
We've been taking care of Mike and most of the team for many years. We'll take care of you, too, with the best deals and over-the-top service after the sale. At St. Paul GM Country, everyone leaves happy.
I always do.
St. Paul.com, just minutes from South County. GM Country.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at IBM.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Hey, natural gas leaks can be very dangerous if you're not careful.
A tip from your friends at Mango, Missouri's Association of Natural Gas Operators.
If you smell the odor of natural gas, leave it to the professionals to track it down. Don't turn any electrical appliances on or off. Cell phones or light switches can create a dangerous spark. Warn others and leave the building immediately. Make sure you call your gas company from another location.
Learn more natural gas safety tips at mosafegas.com.
To Southern California we go. We're standing by in his own green room. His home has a green room in it. And he waits for himself in the green room until it's time to go on. His name is Mike Evans. And he's brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes. Remember, they are not associated or affiliated with any other kitchen and bath company. There's only one Thompson Price. And there's only one showroom, and it's in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270, next to McAllister's Deli, in the shopping center with TJ Maxx. Go to this website, thompsonprice.com, and give it up, if you would, for Mike Evans. It is all yours.
Well, I want to wish everybody a pleasant day. I want to send a shout-out to my buddy Keith Williams, who I'll be, he's my partner at Monaloa Golf Course, where we'll be playing golf Sunday, going back home this weekend.
Yeah, good for you.
I haven't been back home since.
Yeah, we're happy for you.
Yeah,
4 weeks ago.
Yeah, we're all happy for you, aren't we? Happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Thrilled to death.
Yeah.
I've never been to Hawaii.
That's great.
Hi, Dan.
Yeah.
Hi, Dan. Pop quiz question. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like there's a little.
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pop quiz question. What are the love nicknames that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie call each other?
Oh.
This is so beautiful.
This will
Frank.
Be good. This will be good.
Yeah.
Kitty and Miffy. Buffy and Snuffy, Boo and Boo Boo. Oh, I think I'm going to vomit. TV news, The Dog Whisperer is over. Next year, Cesar Millan will debut a new series called Cesar, Pack Leader. Millan will go to shelters all over the world and pick up dogs that have serious problems and are especially hard to adopt and turn those problem pups into perfect pets. I hear it's going to be a great show. Idle gossip, four new judges have now had two full days of shooting, and it's been a disaster. Every time Nicki Minaj...
No.
She's ugly. ...tries to talk to a contestant, Mariah Carey...
Yeah.
...interrupts her. Then Mariah tries to talk to contestants, Nicki Minaj talks out loud to Randy, so Mariah can't hear what's going on, and I'll talk to the contestants. It's just a disaster. And by the way, there are four judges... What happens if two judges say yes and two judges say no? Who breaks the tie?
Who's the fourth?
You got Keith Urban, Randy Jackson.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
You like Robin Williams?
Yes.
Robin Williams news. It's been 30 years since he did Mork and Mindy, but he's returning to his own weekly television show, his own series.
And you know what? As you think about it, he's not been very visible for the last few years.
No, you're right. Robin is going to play sort of a bizarre, crazy advertising executive who teams up with a sort of wild and crazy daughter, and they come up with a lot of wild and crazy out-of-the-box advertising campaigns. The name of the sitcom is called The Crazy Ones, coming to CBS in January.
He's probably one of the best serious dramatic actors of all the comedians. When he does a serious role, he's really good.
You know what? You just led me right into this next nugget.
Okay.
Robin is a cinch for Best Supporting Actor nomination for his role in The Butler, a movie coming out in December, December 7th. Robin plays former President Dwight David Eisenhower.
Wow.
Whoa. I would not have...
It's quite a cast. I mean, that's a big...
That's a big jump, yeah.
Odds and ends, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jack Nicholson, Zac Efron, Catherine Hagel. Catherine Hagel.
Yeah.
Hagel. Britney Spears. Come on now. Are all trying to quit smoking, so they're using electric cigarettes. That's the new hot thing here in Hollywood.
Yeah, I talked to Jack about it this morning.
So I wish you would have recorded
that. Well, I did. I said, Jack, so you're on the electronic cigarettes. How's that going? Here's what he said.
I love those freaking things. It's water vapor. That's all it is.
Wow. That is exclusive. You can hear it with Zipper Zapper.
No. Dan Buck.
No.
Dan Buck.
Jim and Andy.
Todd Wallace.
Todd Wallace.
All right, fine. Lady Gaga Got a new tattoo, and it is hideous. Looks like a fat old lady in the Harley Davidson logo. The tattoo is from ear to ear on the back of her shaved, ugly head. Oh, and Katie Holmes.
Yeah.
And Jeannie Yang have partnered together. This is a possible Christmas shopping suggestion for the ladies out there. I do that. When we get closer to Christmas, I see things that might be interested in. Katie Holmes and Jeannie Yang have come up with their own line of women's shirts. You listening, Tina?
About time. Mm-hmm.
They'll be in stores by Christmas. They're called Holmes Yang women's blouses. They sell for $700 to $3,000 each.
Oh, wow. I should get a few of them.
You can buy like a half a dozen or a car.
For the every woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And finally.
Oh. He's trying not to cry.
I know.
You can hear
it. Bummer when it comes to an end. What are the love nicknames that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie call each other? Kitty and Miffy. Buffy and Snuffy are Boo and Boo Boo.
Tina.
I guess beautiful. Try Boo and Boo Boo.
I was going to go Boo and Boo Boo.
Kitty and Snuffy.
I'll stick with Boo and Boo Boo.
The answer is Kitty and Miffy is actually what it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Miffy.
Hey, have a great day. I'm in Hollywood. I'm Mike Kevin talking about our life. See you.
2 days in a row.
Which
the
one
only
is
one
which?
To get
who's,
it.
Kitty, I guess, would be Angelina.
Yeah. Maybe.
He's what? Miffy? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something we could have done,
not Muffy.
Done without knowing. I'm Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. You're going to do it. Do it right. ThompsonPrice.com. For coming up on 21 years, the single longest-running advertiser this show has is American Equity Mortgage. If I had a little more time, I would share an article that I found this morning with you about owning a home versus renting a home. The average renter in this country, when they go from renting to owning a home, saves, this is average, $771 a month. Because you have to factor in tax deduction that you have as a homeowner that you didn't have when you were renting. $771. So I say to you, if you are renting, you don't have a house to sell. So you can't use the, well, in this market, we're not going to be able to sell our house. Can't use that because you don't have a house to sell. If you can find a way to put the deal together to get in the house, call American Equity Mortgage. They work really fast. They'll get you approved fast and get out of that rent and get into home ownership. Because once you do, then you have equity in your home. And now, down the road as a homeowner, if you need to borrow money for other things, let's say college tuition or a cruise or a wedding or whatever, you use the equity to borrow that money. It's a very smart way to borrow money. One of the dumbest ways to borrow money is using your credit card as a loan vehicle. Don't do that. If you use credit cards, you need to get them paid off every month. And if you can't do that, get the balance you owe paid off by American Equity Mortgage. They'll tell you how to do it, tell you all about it. They've done it for a long, long time. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
With your Golden Oakland and Airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Still kind of uneventful, just normal traffic right now on westbound 70. It's getting better between 270 and the Blanchet Bridge. Downtown looks good. You're just a little slow now at Union Station. Once you get over the bridge, eastbound 5570, still slowing though from 3rd Street to Highway 64. Eastbound 270, that was slowing from Lindbergh and 170, and southbound 270 slows 64 down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Applebee's. Come join Applebee's for their September Kids Eat Free promotion. One free kids meal per adult entree, beverages not included, ends September 30th. With your Golden Oakland Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Susie Orman on life insurance.
Susie, I've got life insurance through work. That's enough, isn't it?
I don't think so. You know, the truth of the matter is you need enough insurance to generate the income to replace what your salary is in case you were to die. So if you're making $50,000 a year, chances are you need more than what you have at work. Check out term life insurance.
A man, 43, in excellent health, can get a 10-year, $500,000 term life insurance policy through SelectQuote for under $27 a month. For your free quote, call 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. 800-900-1537 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Look, we're not saying it's right.
The Big 550.
At the tone, please say your name.
KTRS.
Royal Banks of Missouri is investing in St. Louis and is a proud sponsor of Missouri Tiger football on the Big 550 KTRS. Go to royalbanksofmo.com.
This is Tom Vloss from Ameren. Join the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for the Light the Night Walk on September 28th. Learn more at lightthenight.org/GAT.
We've been working on tomorrow's show for about 3 years. So, no, I'm just kidding. We don't have any idea what we're going to do, just like today. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now here. Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for tonight. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550.
Green and green.